Morning all, and welcome to. It's Tuesday the 16th of September today, and it's a nice sunny morning, which is lovely to see. I'm not 100% sure what the time is, a bit late this morning, went to bed a bit late, got up a bit late, but got the hours of snoozing in. Oh, it's 5 past 8. How the time doth fly, as ever. Well, I seem to have a problem in as much as I do not seem to be able to find socks this morning. I know it's a very small and domestic problem that one occasionally has from time to time. I think I need to go and buy some more socks. The winter is coming, isn't it? So one does need warm feet, and that would be very nice. I'm just getting myself organised so I can put my socks on. I was having a chat this morning with the lovely Julia about dead people. I don't quite know how we got onto that. Oh, I think it's because Julia's mum's going to a funeral, and I don't normally go to funerals unless they're immediate family. My mum and my dad. I can't think of any other funerals that I've been to. I know that there are people who I know who have died, but whose funerals, I just don't do funerals or weddings if I can avoid any of that. I know weddings are a joyous occasion, but I'm not somebody who really goes to gatherings and parties and don't really enjoy it. When I was young, I was, you know, people would say, oh, you've got to come to our party, you've got to come to our party. And you'd go along. And in the end, I would sit there and pull off books from shelves and sit and read a book. And people would say, why are you reading a book? Are you not enjoying yourself? And you couldn't say, no, I'm not enjoying myself, actually, to be honest with you. You're all talking rubbish. It's all small talk and you're all getting drunk. And that was, I don't enjoy getting drunk. Having the odd drink occasionally and being a little merry is one thing, but I suppose it comes from the fact that my mum was an alcoholic and I have an absolute abhorrence of what that does to you. So I guess that, sorry, I'm struggling to get these socks on. And I keep leaning forward and so probably the volume of my voice gets louder and louder as I lean forward to put on right now, putting on my slippers. So we're talking about dead people going to funerals, and I said to Julia, I said, well, I don't really see the point. You know, I've said goodbye, I can say goodbye. When I saw my dad die and I saw his corpse, the minute he was dead, he was gone. He was absolutely gone. And I went back the following day to the care home where he was, because he died late at night. And I went in on my own, and they allowed me to have a look at the body, and nobody had been, you know, to dress the body or any of these things, and he was just there as he had been the night before. They just sort of, you know, he'd gone, they just left the corpse under a blanket, under a sheet, as you do, and he was as stiff as a board, very waxed. And I looked at him, took some photographs, but that was it. There was no sense that was him. He was gone, completely and utterly gone. And anything that resembled him, you know, it was as if he was made of waxwork. And that's the thing. When somebody dies, there's nothing in the body. My sister had told me about that. Because she works in a hospital. And she'd seen loads of dead people. And she says, oh, you'll know when he's dead. Because there were times when we were looking after him and he seemed to have lost his life in his sleep because we thought maybe that would happen one night. And I would say, I think he's dead. And she would look at him and go, no, he's not. Because I'd never seen a dead person. But the minute that Dad died, the minute that his body, the last breath, and he left, then what was left behind was the husk, was just, that was it. You'd taken, the life force had gone, and this vessel. And yeah. And so going to a funeral, I suppose, for me, it's like a pointless exercise. It's a lot of money. You're disposing of something which is of no use anymore. And I get the fact that the family wants to gather together, and an immediate family, I can get it. So I went to my mum and dad's, of course, because, you know, well, I was the next in line, I suppose, being the eldest child and related to them. But other relations who've died, no. I know they say, well, it's, you're paying your respects. What, to the family or to the dead one? Who are you paying? Because the dead one's not there. There was no sense. And this is the other thing, is that I have, over the last few years, I've interviewed a few spiritualists and people who can communicate with the dead and these sort of things. And I have never, as much as I believe that we are one and all with everything, I have never seen or felt my mum and dad's presence after they died, obviously. Felt their presence when they're alive, of course. And I think of them, of course, very many times. And I miss them. I miss seeing them. I miss having conversations with them. I don't miss Dad's dementia, and I don't miss my mum's drunkenness, of course. But when they were lucid and, you know, happy. And I miss that absolutely. But I never get a sense that they're here with me, which is very irritating, because I would very much appreciate that. I would like to think that when I've gone, I could be there at times of crisis or whatever for my children or loved ones. But anyway, don't mean to be morbid. And there'll be plenty of people who do feel these things, and they'll say, oh, well, you're just not sensitive, Richard. You're not sensitive enough to it. And I do wonder whether it's being sensitive or whether it is it's more hypnotic suggestion. Maybe they don't want to come back. Maybe they don't want to be here. Maybe there isn't that choice, and who knows? Or indeed, maybe it isn't. That we're all one anyway. We're all part of the same life force, whatever that is. And, you know, I don't know. It's all I can honestly say is I see my dad in me, in the mirror, because we share very similar facial features. So that sort of reminds me of my dad. But I wouldn't say that was my dad looking at me specifically. And I can honestly say I've never felt them. And people say, oh, you know, I've gone into a room, my mum was sitting in the chair, and then I blinked and she's gone. And I think, yes, is that the brain? Is that just, you know, a function of the brain trying to conjure up something? I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? But it's interesting. It is interesting. It's one of those unanswered questions. And I suppose if one was able to answer it 100%, it would take away the wonder, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm pretty certain that life goes on when you die in a different way. That life doesn't die. That I mean, I feel that most strongly, so I know that to be true as it can be, unprovable, but I know that to be true. The idea that you die and that's it is, well, I've only seen one dead person, and that was my dad. And I can tell you that his life force left him. It didn't die. And that's something I felt viscerally. His life force went somewhere. Who knows where. But what it didn't do is fizzle out like a light and not be there, like electricity. It didn't just suddenly not be there. It left. And that's a huge difference. because it means it's gone somewhere. Whether it's just gone back to source, whatever, you know, we can all argue about what all of that is. It left him intact. It did not snuff out, you know, and they say, oh, we'll snuff out your life. I don't think that's possible. I think you can. And so the fear of death then is not something that one should fear, really, because you don't die in that way. However, you might leave the game. And it does seem that the life is a game, doesn't it? There is the jurisdiction game of the legal fiction playing in Monopoly, that game. Then there's the game of being a physical creature of some description on this earth, that game. And then there's a third game. So in a way, it's games within games, which is a curiosity, isn't it, I think? And mostly, most people are so busy playing the game, they don't realise they're in a game. And I was talking about this the other day, about leaving the cinema at any time. And I think you can leave each of these games. But you can leave the game mentally, can't you? Because you can be in the cinema watching a film, but you can also decide you don't want to leave the seats, but you can realise that you're in a cinema and look around the rest of the cinema at the people next to you, the upholstery of the chairs, and you realise, oh yes, I'm in a picture house. You're not in the film. You've taken your attention out of the film and you're aware that there's a film being played. And I think that's an analogy for life as well, isn't it, in some ways? Because if you think, we all think that we're the legal fiction, and letters come to the legal fiction, and then if we're not aware of it, we're basically agreeing that's us, and away you go. And then if you're in that position of, oh, hang on, there's upholstery seats, I'm sitting on this, people coughing and spluttering next to me, there's where the sound system is, there's some dim lights above me, there's the exit signs in the cinema, all of that. Well, if you're aware of that in the life, the everyday life, that's where I think you become aware that life is more than just what we are perceived to be living, you know, that sort of moving about. I think that's where you start to realise, oh, there's a bit more about this. And so the exit signs are those places where you could leave, perhaps only temporarily, whilst you're in this life. And that's where people go when they meditate, or they go inside themselves, I guess. But they know that there's more to the life than just what's on the screen. And then when you die, that's when you fully exit, isn't it? And you go into a different realm or whatever. It's games within games. That's what it is. And that sort of tells you then that in the end, nothing is real. Everything is an illusion. And I come back to that theme several times, I think, in this, which is, I find very fascinating. But where one's loved ones is, that have disappeared, like my mum and dad, who've gone, it's irritating, because there's that sense of wanting to talk to them, and because you then have only memories of them, but yet they were real. Well, they were real enough. But were they real? Were they really real, or were they just on the screen? hard to quantify, isn't it? But it's those sort of things that one can sit down and puzzle over when you're having a cup of tea or a pipe of tobacco or something. In those quiet moments, and that, I think that's what people need. They do need to have those quiet moments to contemplate and think about these things. We get so distracted with everything else, with all the legal fiction rubbish, and we get distracted with the ongoing issues of the day. And then there are games within games, which is what mainstream media is, that circus. That's a game that many people choose to get involved with and talk down the pub about and share, so-and-so's doing this, and have you heard the Prime Minister said this, and now they reckon the country should do... It's just a game, it's a circus that one has no control over whatsoever, really, and... but it gives you something to talk about, and the things that one perhaps ought to be talking about and ought to be thinking about go... that they're more important and they're more subtle and they're not spoken about. And, you know, not in any great... And so the people around you are just those spectators of the game, and you may be that one individual who perhaps is just not so interested in the game, in the arena down there where, you know, men are fighting lions and doing all the spectacle stuff. You may be actually sitting there in that arena thinking completely different things. And that's, I suppose that's where I was at parties, going back to the beginning of this conversation, sitting in a party. People were talking about whatever it was that life was presenting them and the opportunities of life or the, you know, events and things. And I took myself away from that because I didn't want to have that spectacle. So actually thinking about it, I've been doing that pretty much all my life, really. I just decided not to be involved in the game. I think that's probably why I'm able to accept the concepts that I've understood, like the legal fiction and the jurisdiction and the spirituality of where we are much more easily, because in a way I haven't, I don't get drawn in. You don't get drawn in. And of course, some of the skills that one picks up as a filmmaker, let's say throughout my life, you're aware that when you're watching a film or you're watching television or you're watching the news, that they show you stuff, but it's all within a frame, like theatre. It's all within a frame. And what you don't see is what's behind the camera, to the side of the camera, what's being manipulated, the assistant saying, go, to somebody who moves across the screen looking like they've been injured in something. And then once they're the other side of the camera shot, the edge of vision, as it were, they straighten up and smile, whereas when they were in shot, they looked like they were in anguish. In other words, what we see is on that screen is manipulated to some extent. And anybody who makes a YouTube video will know that, because, you know, you set the camera up, you press the button, you're sitting in front of it or you're standing in front of it, and suddenly your whole demeanour changes because you're presenting something. You know, you may start to smile or be animated, whereas prior to that you were concentrated on getting the camera angle, setting the lights and whatever, and going, right, okay, I've got all that, got all the facts, everything I want to talk about, blah, blah, blah. And that bit doesn't get shown. So we know that everything that you see is manipulated. And of course, everything out through the windows of your house is equally manipulated one way or another. And the lovely Julia is coming down the stairs, going into the kitchen. Well, I will leave it there. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a good day. The sun is shining. Oh, she's bouncing in.
Had to pop some things to the kitchen.
And look after yourselves, and I will chat to you, no doubt, tomorrow. Toodle-pip.
Have a jolly day.